Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Lieutenant David Haynes is off today, but James Beard Award winner Kevin Pang is on to talk food. Kevin is the author of A Very Chinese Cookbook from America's Test Kitchen, and for a long time wrote about food for the Tribune. He's also written for the New York Times, Esquire, and Vanity Fair. Kevin, good to be with you again. I want to talk to you first about Chicago Magazine. They have a list of the 25 best pizzas in town, allegedly. Their favorite 25 anyway. And I was looking through this, and outside of Italy, Coal Fire, Vito and Nick's, and D'Amato's, I haven't heard of any of these places. What did you make of this list?
Yeah, frankly, me neither. But here's the thing. Like, Chicago Magazine, I think they have this long history with writing about pizza, all the way back when Jeff Ruby was the food critic at Chicago Magazine. So they really, really know their stuff about pizza. So if any source in this city to write about pizza, I think these are the guys to do it. But you're right, like, a lot of these places I've also not heard of. But I think what it shows you, Bob, is that we're in this real renaissance over these last 5 years of Chicago being, you know, Chicago's always been known as a pizza town, but it's always been of the deep dish and tavern variety. And if you look on these lists, you know, there's a lot of these places like Millie's Pizza in the Pan, which was named number one, Pauly G's, which has like a really great Detroit-style pan pizza. You know, we are no longer just a deep dish town. We are everything from Neapolitan style to New York style to Detroit style. So we become this really rich pizza town, and not just for Chicago style.
Yeah, you mentioned Millie's Pizza in the Pan. They ranked at number one in Uptown there, and they talk about their pan pizza. So are most of the newer places now doing thin pizza, Kevin?
I think so. You know, deep dish pizza is like, I think it has this stigma. I'm not sure if you remember a couple of years ago when Jon Stewart did his thing on The Daily Show where he just basically called it like a casserole, you know, in a
yeah.
pan.
Uh-huh.
But I think like the if you are, a lot of these places are doing the thinner style. But, you know, again, at Millie's, I think their style is much more like the one at Pequod, where it is sort of a hybrid of a deep dish pizza, but they bake the cheese right into the crust, so it gets really, really golden, crispy. And I'm a big fan of that. I've not personally been to Millie's, but about that place, and I think I need to go check it out this month.
Yeah, they listed 25. Number two on Chicago Magazine's list, Pauly G's on North Milwaukee. And they say the style is Detroit and Neapolitan. Describe that. What is that exactly?
Yeah. Detroit's, so I actually have been to Pauly G's, and they do a really amazing job. So Detroit style, it is served in a rectangle, and it's sort of like if you ever go to Rome and have like Roman style pizza, where once again the crust is almost like a pan pizza, where it's like crispity, crunchy, and the texture of the crust, I would say it's not like pillowy and doughy, but it's more on the crisp side. It's got those really nice sharp corners on there, and they just do a really fantastic job, and I'm a big fan of Pauly G's.
Number three, Bungalow by Middlebrow, 2840 West Armitage, thin and tavern style, they say. Have you ever heard of them?
Well, I've not been to Bungalow. I've heard of them and their reputation. You know, like all my food critic friends are talking about this. But in talking about that Chicago style of, you know, tavern style pizza, I think it's the type that you might find at like Vito and Nick's on the South Side, where it's that very, like, you know, almost like cracker thin crust. But at mm-hmm. Bungalow, and again, I've not been there. I'm reading they have these very, you know, ambitious flavors like, you know, cacio e pepe. So it's got like Parmesan and I think they're black peppers. They say it's like smoked as well, too. So another place that you and I are going to have to go to, Bob.
Yeah. Well, remember, and unfortunately, they've had some issues. I believe somebody in the family was sick or something. So they're not currently open. I told you about Marie's Pizza and Liquors on Lawrence Avenue with great thin pizza. And hopefully they'll get going again, because that, I think, is one of the best. Did you ever get over there?
No. I remember talking you about that, but there are, I mean, hundreds of pizza places around town. And it's like every time you go to one, there's like three new places that pop up. I mean, as evidenced by this list from Chicago Magazine, like we've not even heard of half of these places, right?
Yeah, exactly. Lieutenant David Haynes is not with us today, but Chicago Tribune food writer Kevin Pang is here this morning. His latest project is a very Chinese cookbook from America's Test Kitchen. How do people get that book, Kevin, and how's it going with that book, by the way?
Well, first off, it's going great. Also, I should say former Chicago Tribune food writer.
Oh, yes. Longtime food writer. Yes.
Well, there you go. Right. But thank you about it. So, yeah, the cookbook, A Very Chinese Cookbook, it's at bookstores. I'm actually going on tour, leaving for Southern California on Sunday. And we had this event last week with Bayless, and we had 200 people show up, and yeah, it's been great. It's called A Very Chinese Cookbook from America's Test Kitchen.
Yeah, I've got Marianne working on some of those recipes right now, so
fantastic.
I'm happy to have that in our kitchen. If you want to start a food fight in Chicago, talk about who has the best pizza, and that's what we're doing here based on Chicago Magazine's current issue, the 25 best ranked. Number four on the list, Villanova, out in Stickney, and they say try the sausage. And here's my question about this, Kevin. You know, I'm a traditionalist. I don't like a lot of crazy stuff on my pizza. But these new places that have been popping up, are they still going with traditional toppings? I don't know how long Villanova has been around with their sausage specialty.
They've been around for decades and decades.
Really?
They're one of the first places that I reviewed when I was writing about restaurants, and they are very much in the old Chicago tavern style. You know, it's like the pizza that's cut into squares and like the middle piece. And really, the sausage pizza at Villanova is one of my favorites in the city. So I know you're traditionalist, Bob. I know you like your pizza a certain way. You got to go to Villanova. It is a Chicago pizza through and through.
All right. Let's get to number five on their list. And again, they ranked, if you missed it, number one, Millie's Pizza in the Pan in Uptown. Number five, Sapori Napolitani in Norwood Park. And Margherita Pizza is what they like here.
So Neapolitan pizza is this very, very kind of like specific style of pizza that comes from Naples. And there's a number of places in Chicago. I remember one of the earliest places that really was advocating for Neapolitan style pizza was this place called Spaccanapoli in Ravenswood. But now there are a number of places, including this place out in Norwood Park. And, you know, Neapolitan style pizza, you need like a specific flour to make the dough. It's called double zero flour. You need a super, super hot oven to cook it. You need like buffalo mozzarella. The tomatoes got to be from San Marzano. But basically what you get is this very thin, almost droopy pizza where it's kind of like liquidy in the middle. Now, I know that doesn't sound very attractive, but if you're Neapolitan, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And it's super kind of bubbly and crusty on the edge. And it's very light. It's not heavy. But, you know, if you like pizza, I think you got to start with Neapolitan pizza.
I got to jump down to number nine because they mention a place I like, haven't been there in years, but it's been around forever on Lincoln Avenue, Pat's Pizza. That's a good spot.
Oh, man, classic. When I was in my 20s and I was living in Lincoln Park, I think that's the place that you got to go. And it's another one of those places that is sort of in the classic Chicago style where the pizza is cut into squares. It's called a party cut. And instead of like pepperoni, I think to me, I feel like the Chicago protein of choice is sausage, you know, with lots of fennel. And, you know, they've been around forever. And, you know, it's a classic for a reason. I'm so glad to see that they're still up and running.
So, Kevin, if you were doing this list, what would be at the top for best pizza?
Well, it's hard for me to say what is going to be number one, but I will tell you a place, and this is a scoop for you, Bob, that I have not seen anywhere because it just opened. And it's actually up near where I live in Wilmette. And there's a place called Pizza by Sal, Pizza by Sal, S-A-L. And I've not seen anyone write about this, but they just opened a few months ago. And they do like New York style pizza, you know, like with the big pieces of pepperoni and like the gigantic slices. Uh-huh. But it is really, really good. It's from the same people who run Pomeroy and Sophia Steak and Gemini. So it's called Pizza by Sal. It's up in Wilmette. You know, I really, really like it. I don't know if it's number one on my list, But wow. I'd say it's definitely one of my favorites that I've had this year, Pizza by Sal.
Well, definitely check that out, Pizza by Sal and Wilmette. And before we let you go, Kevin, let's talk for a little bit about the Michelin Guide Bib Gourmand Awards that were announced this mm-hmm. week. First of all, what qualifies a restaurant to get one of these awards? What do the Michelin people look for here?
Yeah, so the Michelin Guide's been around, you know, for over a century. They are Michelin. They are the tire makers, in fact, from France. And so they created this guidebook, this restaurant guidebook, you know, really to sell tires back in the day, which is a really, really smart marketing thing. But so this is, there's two things. There are the Michelin stars, which have not yet been announced, but then what has been announced are the Bib Gourmand Awards. And what these are these are places that are a little bit cheaper, more they're more accessible price point. They're not like, you know, $500 a person type of places, right? Mm-hmm. But they announced, I think, like five places that got these Bib Gourmand Awards. Five new restaurants. And these are like neighborhood places, and they really do run the gamut.
Yeah, these are city spots, Boonies, Cellar Door Provisions, Pompette, Union, and Yao Yao. Oh, what do you know about any of these, Kevin?
Yeah. I mean, these are places that are meant to be, like, you know, you come here on a Wednesday night. A lot of folks are talking about Boonies, Filipino restaurant, and, you know, it's one of those, like, sit-down places where you get, like, these big plates of, like, you know, lumpia, which are, like, the they're like egg rolls. You know, big plates of rice with like grilled meats. And Cellar Door Provisions has been around forever. They are in Logan Square, and they're just this really kind of classic farm to table place. It's you know, I know it is a lot of my friends' favorite restaurant just to go to on a Thursday night. So that's really great. Union is in Logan Square. That is a beer centric bar. The folks who opened this place called Lardon, which has like a lot of like charcuterie, sausages, and cured meats and things like that. So it's called Union. Yao Yao is in Chinatown, near and dear to my heart, of course. And they do a lot of hot pots and you know, fish, you know, cooked in like really hot chili oil. And then lastly, you know, Pompette is this cafe in Bucktown. Apparently they've got a really, really great burger. And once again, Bob, I think you and I have dates. a lot of places that we can go.
Yeah, I still want to go to that egg roll place you suggested when we talked last.
Oh, yeah, Chef's Special Cocktail Bar. It's still my favorite egg roll in the city. You got to go, man.
All right, Kevin Pang, you made me hungry. You did it. The book is A Very Chinese Cookbook from America's Test Kitchen. And Kevin and his father, Jeffrey, are the hosts of ATK's Hunger Pangs. Thanks for the time this morning, Kevin.
Thanks, Bob. Nice talking to you.
Always great talking to you. Thank you. Have a great weekend.